Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome to Declare Your Independence on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
And another great show with Dr. Judy Mikovits, an unafeared individual, being an inspiration to a whole bunch of other unafeared individuals. This is interesting for the audience, of course, whenever we have Dr. Judy on, but it's just a personal pleasure for me because I like to say hello to Dr. Judy. Hello, good morning, Dr. Judy. Thanks for coming on.
Hello, Ernie. It's really good to talk to you. Happy New Year.
Yeah, and you too. You know, this is what I'm hoping that'll happen. One, we want to get caught up with Dr. Judy, how things are going with you and so on. You know, how was your holidays? I know you were in Florida visiting and doing things, Fort Lauderdale. Now you're back. You say you're going back home to California. Well, where's home now? I mean, you're always on the run. The man's trying to get you. Is he not trying to get you as much anymore or what?
No, my home hasn't changed since August of 2021. So I live right here in Ventura, California, and I'm on the water. So we had some adventures. If you saw the clips where Seaward in this rogue wave,
yeah,
that's about a half mile from my house down the Keys and down the waterways. So we didn't get it. Our docks are safe. Our boats are safe. So we're ready for kayaking party at any time here in Ventura.
Dang, I didn't even think of that. Well, I'm glad you weathered that. That's cool. This is what I wanted to do today.
I wasn't here. Tsunami Judy was in Niceville, Florida. They missed me by a day or two.
They try, you know. They try.
But you asked me.
God's on your side, so that works. Which is another thing I wanted to talk about too. You know, there is a spiritual component of all of what's happening. It's got to get evil. You know, the pointy horn, blood dripping, pointy fang, pointy tail people. You know, they're doing extra dancing around their sacrificial fire thing or something because you know they need to, because it's kind of like the awakening that we keep, you know, going on about, and people, you know, I can feel it coming, and it seems like it's going to be ahead here directly. 24. I didn't have this feeling. Well, you were part of this. You remember this. In 19, at the end of 19, when we had the Vaccine Education Summit, the second one that we did with you and Del Baker, a bunch of other great guys, you know, it was a really good summit. We had five legislators there, had 100 whatever people. It was a rock and roll and good time. But my first day, I don't know if you remember, I get up on the mic and I go, traitors first. All these legislators, I know you, don't you even, because they were taking advantage of a lot of the activists. Oh, yeah, we're on your side. I'm going, no, I know what's coming. Because Dr. Judy, as we had done the show and everything, of what the incentives were for doctors, for pediatricians, for politicians. They were going, you get $1 million grant, you know, if you can eliminate an exemption or create another mandate on vaccines. $1 million ain't nothing to us, man. You, man, we were rock and roll and whatnot with that. So I'm going, of course these guys are, it's just, I was really, I don't really get angry. I was pissed off that I got these legislators taking advantage of these people right before we knew what was coming, you know, months later with the incentives for legislation. So it was like they were spying, you know, and then we had the party that Saturday night. Excuse me. One of the legislators, he stuck around. He wanted, oh, no, I'm really a good guy, and I could tell. And then, of course, later on, I go, traitors first. Well, I don't think there's any of those people left. And I think the people kind of, you know, took care of business. But the activist, I think they felt kind of, you know, taken advantage of. Well, right after that was when we went on the Love Bus Liberty tour, you know, in early 2020. The first week, this time, so what did that be? That would be 4 years ago, you know. So three, four, whatever. So it was January of 20, and now it's 24. It was right at this time that James Corbett and I do a regular show every couple weeks for years, and I go, is 2020 it? Is this it, James? And he goes, is it what? I go, it. And he goes, yep. Is that, you know, well, it didn't disappoint, okay? I haven't had that feeling until now. In the last month or two, I'm going, 24, something's coming. You know, I can feel. And here's some of the things I want to throw out and I want you to comment on. We have the WHO pandemic treaty thing that they're jerking around with. We've been covering that and how they're going to whatever. We wrote it down in the WHO said kind of thing, if anybody cares. Then we 24 predictions, what may be happening, not just with the elections, but with health and, you know, Bill Gates telling us we got it in a cyber attack of the, you know, freaking, you're going to get sick again and you need more vaccines, so saith, you know, they, them, those. And politics, we'll talk about, you know, at a lot of different events and so on, where that definitely comes up. And fungus. One thing that it was interesting, I remember here in Arizona, it's called Valley Fever. And I can't remember what they call it, but Valley Fever. And it has been the most impactful on my family, you know, step-grandchildren, Donna, friends, you know, close that. It was a fungus that really got, they didn't know what the heck. Even sometimes I go, man, check for Valley Fever, because I'm telling you, I've seen this before, you know, over the years. In the 70s, when we first moved here, a lot of people come from the Midwest, and they're doing construction. It's a fungus that's in the dust here, and it gets in respiratory tract, and they don't know how to treat it. They can't, what the heck is wrong with them? They're not responding to blah, 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 blah. And it's a fungus. So then once you figure that out. So then I'm going, you know, I wonder if I manifest this by even saying it. But is a fungus a threat to us? I wanted to, you know, kind of check that box off just so that we're kind of aware of what might happen. And then I wanted to make sure that we got information about you and your whenever retirement. I mean, I just wanted to know how much, how you do it. You're going to go down, you're going to die on some plane going somewhere, you know, and freaking just slump over at 90 whatever, you know. So I just, you know, we'll talk about what plans are for Dr. Judy. Before I turn it over to her, I just want the audience to understand, Dr. Judy and I have done probably hundreds, I mean, many, should just try to keep her alive. You know, we were every week for years, starting in 16, because I could see where this was going. And I'm like, nope, we got to make sure where you at, Duke, kind of, man, no, hell no. We got, and if we, she's been very responsive, because if she wasn't, man, I put the calls out. Man, I was like, where is Judy? You know, it was a fine wall, though, okay? But the reason was, is because how inspirational she's been. When you wrote the book Plague, and then you got Plague of Corruption, Ending Plague, I mean, it was, you know, the Plague series, and you did a book on the masks and so on. Way too technical for me. I could, you know, kind of not keep track of different things or whatever. It was great that we could interview you. And Kent Heckenlively, your co-author, you know, that he, I go, what did scientist Judy say? I mean, what was she talking about? So, you know, he would explain that. But the thing is, is the inspiration you had. And I know with my audience, they were like, oh, get Dr. Judy, ask her this, ask her that. What about, and Dr. Judy has been very responsive in helping people with great ailments that were not doing well, and she did her best to help my family, friends, whatever. This has been such an inspiration to bring people through the dark times of the lockdown and the COVID thing and the traveling, because she set an example. I'm not playing. Get beat up on a plane, getting thrown off, getting, you know, arrested but not charged, the kind of crap, you know. So this FBI going after him, clandestine, hut, arresting you, putting you in, evading law enforcement, administrations of whatever. This has been a story, and I got one question. When's the movie? I want to do Dr. Judy movie. Now, ain't nobody talk to you about doing Dr. Judy movie?
Well, actually, we did a lot of movie making in 2020, and it's actually a fabulous, it will be a great movie someday whenever it can be shown. But the fun part of the movie is, really thanks to, you know, Ken Heckenlively and you, but, just you and everything you did from 2016 on. I think of Kelly Gallagher and Tony Marie, we won't say last names or things, but Kelly Gallagher, who in 2017, you know, gave me the Doctors Who Rock Badass Award. There in Florida. I wasn't actually in Fort Lauderdale this time, but I was in Niceville, Destin area, and I was at Larry's compound, I guess we'll call it. Larry, the Downs family farm in Pensacola, Florida. There is a compound, and we just had a great New Year's celebration there of all the people that are just, you know, kind of waking up and seeing, you know, what the, you know, what the landscape is. And I think what we did last year was we spent all last year on what we were calling the Heroes of the Faith Tour and the God Wins Tour. And so, you know, God wins because, you know, God is love and love wins. So how you always, like everything you did in those meetings, Aaron Seary at the 2019 VES. Now we watch The High Wire. The Informed Consent Action Network has an entire publishing company, to end the censorship. You know, Dr. Shannon Croner's book, I'm not vaccinated. I'm unvaccinated and that's okay. You know, what we've done in the legislature, we've just led with love and we've stayed in the game. And yeah, we get beat up a bit, but then there's the Patriot Street Fighter who calls out, you know, Santa Barbara Police Sergeant Spurlock, who, you know, beat me up and dislocated my, this arm is still a bit of a problem from the elbow and the soft tissue injury I took when on that plane that day. But you know, but okay, we repair and we heal, and you know, and we got to know Patriot Street Fighter, and you know, his dad was murdered. You know, my David was murdered, but you know, to 2023, we just kept basically staying, you know, trusting God and not giving up and leading with love. My godson Andrew and I and his wife, we formed Light Dove Ministries, which is a 508, with our friends Johanna and Rich and the ODEM, the on-demand education marketplace. We've worked with people like Dr. Avery Jackson, Dr. David Brownstein in Michigan, Dr. Noah Schwander, you know, just creating with Dr. Jim Thorpe, Dr. Angie Ferrella down in the Destin, Niceville area in Florida, in Tampa, in Houston with Ed Group and Global Healing. We've just built a, you know, a 508, which is a private membership organization. All of these structures, all of these groups. Will Spencer, who was in the game really early, we talked in 2016, and I know he could indirectly heal the bioweapons. His wife was murdered last year. It just, you know, we just keep supporting each other and knowing that God wins, and we've gotten a lot of victories. I mean, had Andrea not drawn the Bass-O-Matic, the mouse-o-matic, and explained retroviruses.
Athena.
You know, Athena, yes, right. Athena. So she, on that beautiful picture in the book, Plague of Corruption, and then I think of Clay Clark, what we did, and I'll text them to Donna so you can put them in the show notes, is my web team, Benoit, Cheryl, and Pam.
No, I was asking Donna, you know, we were supposed to have Clay Clark on here recently, weren't we?
Yeah, they never responded.
Oh, yeah. Put in a note. I don't know how that came about, but then they just never hooked me up. Come on the show.
We get there. I'll put you there, so that's easy.
Yeah, thank you. I'm not sure.
His show every Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm not sure how. I just remember it being on the schedule, and then it got rescheduled, and then I just never saw. Okay, a couple of things that you mentioned here. You talked about a 508. Now, we just did a gentleman, Cobus. Does that happen to be the guy you were working with? Or something.
Anybody I don't know that name.
It was a gentleman here that was setting up, and he's done some other doctors in the fight that, you know, the COVID censorship going to come get you fight, that he's done 508s. And the big question, we did hours with him. We are, you know, possibly setting up a 508. But the thing is, you go 501 C3 whatever is kind of a church thing, but that's the IRS wants to explain it to you kind of crap.
You don't want to be in
right.
those.
But
that
to do
what destroyed our churches.
To do a 508, do you have to be a 501 and then have a 508? You just go straight to 508.
Correct.
Okay, that was the only question that I had. All right.
And in fact, what we're doing, and perhaps we can have Andrew Serafini and I can share a show maybe next week or on one of your other, because he can explain Light Dove Ministries, because interestingly enough, in everything I just mentioned, so we got some very key victories, and that is public health leaders and people by leading in love and dropping these lawsuits and having conversations. And I just want to say, Mickey Willis and the Great Awakening. It premiered, you know, June 3rd of last year. And the point of the whole movie was to be present and have a conversation. You know, the Great Awakening you mentioned at the beginning of the show. Yes, it already happened. It happened in 2023, and it's continuing to happen, and there's not anything in our environment that doesn't show you all the way through that the people of not only the United States of America, but the world are awake, and they see the fraud. And most of us are just back whenever the newspaper says, oh, here it comes again, or we see a mask again, or the professors at the university, or the heads of Harvard, or the heads of, whatever, the Ivy League institutions, start their mass games, and they walk in the institutions, and these students are paying $50,000 a year or more for an indoctrination. Well, here's the good news. The students are walking away. They're forcing the resignations of these so-called professors who, you know, this is what David Martin said in Plandemic Indoctrination. Yeah, everything is a functional forgery. You people, and this is the literature, and I don't care if it's, the lady at Harvard, you know, whatever her name is, Gay, I don't know. And I don't think she's a doctor, certainly. She hasn't done any work in that respect.
Yeah, but she's a woman in black.
But this is, you know, and I was watching it last night as I got home from the long
plane. How do you know she's gay? She's probably. That's her name, but, you know, whatever.
Well, I know, and it's not, I'm trying to stay out of that mindset of getting into that place where Satan wants you to disparage people or whatever. I'm just not going to go there. The spirit is always going to be love and fear of only the Lord and following Jesus. But the point was what they were showing on that TV, and I can see it coming just like you're saying. So, oh, She plagiarized everything. Why don't we talk about John Coffin? Oh, a little Ian Lipkin, and let's go and get Dr. Michael Bush, the head of the blood supply at the UCSF in California, and the blood working group that when the XMRVs were everywhere, because they always were. Infection by injection. They always contaminated. Those plasmids contaminated every shot since 1986. Not a single shot was ever tested in a placebo-controlled study. And Aaron Seery went right there last week, just like he did at the VES in 2019. So, yes, people couldn't see it, and they couldn't hear it now. But they see it. Talking of films, on that film that we've had now since the middle of 2020, John Coffin admitted that he reviewed our science paper. I know both of the names of the other two reviewers who were also in criminal conflict of interest. Oh, one's over in the UK. A little Wellcome Trust, anybody? A little Nature's Journals and Science Journals. Criminal fraud. Oh, just like Professor Gay. Oh, a little plagiarism. We used a different word with David Martin in Plandemic Indoctrination. And the word he used is functional forgery. Oh, so you can functionally forge the science, the cult of scientism. You can flip God and healing on its ear, and you can develop a test. Oh, that tells you a poison to take. So you're treating a test. And we can see it all over the commercials and the fraud and the public fraud, the criminal fraud of these so-called public service announcements on these football games, in these championships. I'm wearing it, you know, the Michigan hat, because, you know, I was born a Wolverine and raised a Wahoo. That's not going to go well for anybody in the world, Thomas Jefferson. And, you know, so, you know, Coach Harbaugh. Oh, he got sanctioned and suspended because he didn't follow the mandates. He didn't poison his athletes. He didn't force them to get injected or wear a mask. Oh, and they're winning, aren't they? Yeah, they're winning because they're the only ones that have the health left. So as long as these football players know they're just enslaved, as David Martin said, you'll be enslaved. You'll own nothing and you'll be enslaved. And you can stay out there and you can stay in that world, or you can trust God and you can stay in your world and not be of the world and make a difference. And that's what we're seeing.
We won't hesitate. Break down the garden gate. There's not much time today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. The NTSB providing details about a mid-air emergency Friday. It happened just after a flight had taken off from the Portland airport bound for California. A side panel blew off the plane, leaving a gaping hole It happened at around 16,000 feet, but could have been much worse for the 171 people on board had the altitude been higher. Meanwhile, investigators say the flight recorder is useless. It usually overwrites all saved data every 2 hours. There's another budget agreement in place announced by congressional leaders. It would keep the government funded through 2024. The longtime leader of the NRA has stepped down, Wayne LaPierre, and other former NRA officials stand accused of misappropriating millions from the nonprofit to bankroll their opulent lifestyles. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, on the Free Talk Live Network on Genesis. This week we're talking with Dr. Judy Mikovits. Dr. Judy Mikovits and I go way back to 16. In 2016, I had interviewed her at the request of a listener, and they had read her book, Plague, and knew that I'd be interested because we had been focusing on vaccine mandates and what was coming. And she knew from the inside, knew Dr. Fauci, knew a lot of the cures, knew how we have been made sick, the blood supply, what was happening. She's a scientist that operated on grants that discovered when she started revealing what was happening, she was attacked. It was FBI, Department of Justice, National Institute of Everything going after her. Doctor, you're not allowed to say it. So we had her on hundreds of times. I would have her on every week for years just to keep her alive because I knew the naturopathic doctors and people that were exposed in this, whether you were in the CDC or a naturopath in Florida, it doesn't matter. They were just dropping like flies. And I'm like, wow. And she had the guts to come out and say what she knew. So listen to this show. You'll hear some of our history, but it goes, there's so much more. This is an update because we're in a battle. And I just wanted to make sure we keep in touch with Dr. Judy on a regular basis because we've become friends. And hopefully now she'll be one of your friends.
So as long as these football players know they're just enslaved, as David Martin said, you'll be enslaved. You'll own nothing, and you'll be enslaved. And you can stay out there, and you can stay in that world, or you can trust God, and you can stay in your world, and not be of the world and make a difference. And that's what we're seeing, because on that film, they admitted it. John Coffin committed the biggest single. You don't do it in all of science. If you reviewed, you're a peer reviewer on the paper. He wrote the accompanying article with Jonathan Stoy. Remember Fat Boy Stoy, who tried to tell us our blood supply was safe? Oh, and we knew it wasn't safe. All, you know, now everybody knows COVID-19 was premeditated murder of everyone that was given vaccine AIDS for four decades, unchecked since 1986. And yet, since that time, right there in Fort Detrick in the biological response modifiers program, there I was since June 10th, 1980, doing fermentation chemistry with the likes of Luc Montagnier and Candace Bergh, Frank Rossetti, Joe Oppenheim, heroes of the faith. They're all in our book, Ending Plague. It came out August 2021, early August. You know, right after that, they murdered my daughter-in-law, murdered my husband. It's not going well for them, I guarantee you.
Okay, well, let's talk about, you know, the revelations of a lot of this stuff. As you articulated what was going on, who was doing it, when you knew. When you say XMR, she's calling it's a mouse retrovirus that was in...
No, it's a human retrovirus.
Oh, is it?
It's a synthetic retrovirus, just like HIV. They want you to think it was mouse. It was in all the cell lines. It was in all the xenografts. They never cleaned up these vaccines. The X. Think of all the things that are X right now. Oh, Project X. We just happened to change Twitter to X. You know, I called that Project X on my computer. And it's all about the X chromosome, because women... Two X's. Every human being has to have an X. You know, every human being has to have an X chromosome. It's epigenetic. It's environmental toxins. They inject it. X means xeno. Xeno is foreign. Yes, I'm xenophobic. That, according to God, you don't ingest or inject anything genetically modified. We don't need to modify God. You can't put a tax on carbon. Well, that's organic.
Okay, let's get specific here. When you just so this is where Dr. Judy does the Dr. Judy thing. You know, XMR, you're equating that was the contamination in the blood supply. This is when you started to go, you know, I can see, and you're giving presentations to doctors and so on, and you're going, look, you know, that's why, you know, your next event is going to be Autism One. You know, you're going to go, the autism was a thing. There was something in the vaccines. This is what you discovered. This is what made Dr. Judy the target. Like, I can see what's going on. You know, I'm a scientist. I'm going, there's like this foreign whatever the heck in all these vaccines is contaminating the blood supply. So when you have transfusions, you know, you're in a hospital, you had an accident, you know, they're like, where's this coming from? What the heck? Oh, pick me. I know what it is. Dr. Judy does it. And everybody goes, thanks, Dr. Judy. Oh, hell no. The FBI wants to come visit you. Okay? So explain that when you say the discovery of XMR, what are you talking about for the audience?
Okay, it comes from our first book, Plague, and it was actually Joe DeRisi and Bob Silverman, a little Cleveland Clinic, a little Abbott, anyone, a little Pfizer, and it goes all the way back to HIV. HIV never was human immune deficiency virus. It was a synthetic virus injected into people in vaccines. So X means in Bob, it's a TED Talks, and all you have to do is go look up Joe DeRisi, another criminal that should be in jail, funded by Facebook guy, whatever his name is,
Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg, right. You're right up there in Stanford. You're right up there in UCSF. You're right up there in Northern California. What happened there? Oh, HIV/AIDS. They killed Mickey's mother and his brother by forcing them to get the hepatitis B vaccine because they were in a high-risk group. Mickey's brother was gay. They killed the gay population with their hepatitis B vaccine. That's what Tony Fauci said in 1983 or 4. First time I cussed him out. You know, he's like, give us, and this is what I said in the movie Plandemic. He's like, give us the paper. Oh, the paper that shows them how to isolate lymphadenopathy virus, which is the virus that Luc Montagnier isolated, and it's a retrovirus. So Joe DiRisi named this virus he found in men with highly aggressive prostate cancer. Oh, a little turbo cancer, folks. This was 2005. And what they did was they, and I worked in prostate cancer with it, because it's an epigenetic disease. These aren't genetic diseases. There is no such thing as a BRCA1, a breast cancer 1 gene. There's no such thing as an oncogene. There's no, God didn't create cancer-causing genes. He created an endogenous endogene, endogenous in your gene, not exogenous from the outside injected. You know, people threw out this whole thing, oh, it's the exosomes. No, exosomes are your body's own way of fighting. Exosomes are exo. They're excreted from your cells, carrying your God-given responses to tell the cells in your immune system what to do. So they're signaling compounds, chemokines, cytokines. Now we all hear the word cytokine storm. So XMRV, Joe DiRisi, he named it in a TED Talk. It's in our first book, Plague, published this November 16th, 2014. And I keep showing you, and again, I'll put it in the show notes for Donna. I keep showing you the cover of the Ventura, the front page of the Ventura County Star, the Sunday after our book came out, Plague. You know, what did you know? And it's right there. And my pen is pointing on the inside cover. To XMRV syncytia. Oh, to turbo cancer. And that picture came from 2006. They knew when he called it XMRV. Xeno. It's foreign. It's not in the human genome. Murine leukemia virus. Mouse leukemia. Cancer-causing virus in mice. Related. Related. Not the same. Look at that picture. You know what that is? Peter Duisberg did it, named it. That's aneuploidy. That's a multinucleated giant cells. When cells with syncytin, that snake venom peptide, they all stick to each other. Glycoprotein 120, GP120, HIV. HIV never was LAV. It was injected in every single vaccine, hepatitis B vaccine. Why do we give those to on day one of birth? And on day one, within hours, because you've got to mess up the epigenetics, because the minute a baby is born, the X chromosome and the methylation marks my entire career, epigenetics. It's not the presence of the virus. It's the expression of the genes and the ability of your own immune system to go, zip, I see that. I know where it is. I know where the parasite is robbing the oxygen. I know what's turning on the hematopoietic stem cell, TGF-beta. I know our God-given endogenous cannabinoid system. Oh, they took that out of the soil, so the soil's contaminated. So our cows aren't food, so our food isn't food. A GMO plant is not food. It's genetically modified. Our water is not water. It's poison. And they've just poisoned it all. And this is the first book, Ending Plague, where Francis Rossetti, Luc Montagnier, and I tell the entire story, because I didn't learn it till after Plandemic. And Frank Rossetti said, Judy, yeah, I said, was anything I said in that movie that came out April 14th, 2020 was when Plague of Corruption came out. What you just saw, this book is wrong. Please take that off. This is fraud and a lie, and it's not our book. Those crib notes are a flat out lie.
This one right here?
that one. That is not a summary of plague of corruption. That is fraud, and we couldn't take that down, and then these people need to be stopped. It's not a genius read. It's a moron read where the government, those people that John Coffin, Jonathan Stoye, and Tony Komaroff, go look up who all those people are. They wrote an opinion paper in that October 23rd, 2009 Science, just before flu season. Oh, and all summer long while they held those data, and John Coffin knew, and the journal Science knew, that's the July 22nd invitation-only meeting in 2009, where the heads of the government, we've got it on all your documents, and we've got it in our Substacks, and we've got it in our newsletters. I've got a check from Harvey Whittemore to me as an XMRV bonus. Oh, in 2009, I got a letter from Harry Reid to Frank Rossetti. Oh, the Senate Majority Leader. Do you know what all of this was? Because I started this work in 2006. I co-founded that institute. I built that lab from the ground up to protect us from infection, from these agents that were coming from injection. And as David Martin says so clearly, bioweapons, they're not coronaviruses.
Okay, now wait, before I get past, I'm not sure I can take this out while we're doing the show, but I want to... You know, let's dump on this image here a little bit. This was done because it says, Summary of Plague of Corruption by Dr. Judy and Kent, Restoring the Faith in the Promise of Science, Genius. So somebody came up and twisted everything that you were trying and tried to summarize. Say,
correct.
You don't need to read Dr. Judy and Kent's book. Don't do that. Read the summary, and then they bastardized everything.
Correct, and it's completely wrong. And our books are all censored. So as you know, we just spent 2 years on the road with Johanna and Rich, my agent, for, you know, against publishers censoring our book. And I love Tony Lyons and I love Skyhorse for all the books that they put out. But these books are censored. These books are censored. They're putting out crap.
Using a different publisher.
Other publishers are putting out crap. They're keeping you from seeing, and thanks to really a yeoman's, a heroic effort from San Diego, October 28th of 2022, when Light Dove Ministries first formed with Andrew Serafini. Again, ministries to show you God's work and how you run science. We don't have our faith in science. There's our patent, which is the cure for all of this. That looks like a Clay Clark meeting, or it could be yours. That's our patent. Here's Light Dove Ministries. That's $100-something a year, less than $15 a month to get true health care. Walk away from any kind of Medicare, any kind of health insurance, any kind of benefits in a job, go independent. Yeah, now look at all the books. Look at 2 years. Is that a victory? I love vaccine injury specialist, the bag there for my friend Maureen. I'll look back at that bag. But so here you have all of us who you started the whole thing in 16 when nobody else would talk to me. You know, and all of these.
You know, I want to talk about that real quick. These are the three books. This is how it happened. Our friends, Peter and Tori Marie, they had read your book, Plague, I think. And maybe I think they met you at somewhere. And they rarely do this. But whenever they call, you know, they're financial supporters and good friends. And, you know, we're all in the fight. And they said, you need to talk to Dr. Judy. Sure. You know, anybody they say. Within 10 minutes, I finally found, I go, this is it. Here we go. Because in 2009, we started vaccines and vaccinations category on Freedom's Phoenix. And we started really pushing. We were going up against mandates of vaccine. We could see what was coming in 2009. So what is it? 7 years later? You know, I meet Dr. Finally! This is why, man, I knew I wasn't crazy. You know, because I could see, like, Dr. Martin, you could see the, he was looking at patents and, you know, the medical industry and so on. I was looking at politics. I was looking at law. I was looking at what they were mandating and exemption and how they were, where this march was going. And it seems like they, them, those were, you know, they, we got to be careful. You know, there'll be a Dr. Judy will pop up. There'll be an Ernie. There'll be, we'll go, but they really didn't have to be that. They just freaking throw money at and do it, and nobody's paying attention. That's what they found out. So now they're like, well, man, they're on rock and roll, but now they're coming up against you.
And let's go back and look in the context of books at these three books. Because that book, Plague, that you're showing on the left-hand side, is not the book that you know, is why did they change the cover? Why did they change the cover? They went paperback just as quickly as they could. This came out in 17. And in 16, after you and I started talking a lot, they said, Judy, we're going to go paperback. You know, and I didn't think much of it. But note in that top little red band in the top, it says, new front material by Judy Mikovits. And so they asked me to write what I learned from 14 until 16 when I wrote this new front material with Kent. And basically, that was the first I knew that Fauci planned all of this, that this was exactly what I just said about election fraud. You know, this was about Hillary Clinton. Why do I keep showing that 2011 picture from the NIH Criminal Center with Hillary when she was Secretary of State? 2011. Harold Garmus, when he was head of he came back after making $10 million a year at the head of, I don't know, Sloan Kettering, Nobel laureate, and he came back to take a $100,000 a year job or whatever it is to run the National Cancer Institute. Why? He had to take out Frank Rossetti because he had to take out Frank Rossetti. He had to tell all of the cancer world that Frank Rossetti wasn't the genius Frank Rossetti is and was, and Frank Rossetti discovered everything. And if people don't see Ending Play, why did they change this cover? Look at that cover. That's a bunch of blebs and nothing. That's not the microscopic image of aneuploidy.
Well, who changed it and why?
I don't. Well, why don't we ask Skyhorse that? I don't know. I know why now, because just go bring back that first book. You know, bring back that 2006 picture. I'll text Donna. I'll show Donna. You know, go find the Ventura County Star the Sunday after Thanksgiving. And, yeah, go here, that one. That came out November 16, 2014. That was my 5 years in jail when I couldn't talk. From 11 to the end of 14, it was technically 4 years. Why? Because when I refused to back down, and I was kidnapped and held in jail, and now we know I was kidnapped because Mikovits was put in jail. There was no Mikovits in Ventura. There was no Mikovits. There was no Ms. Mikovits. Look at every lawsuit. And I said it over and over and over again, and nobody listened. Judy Mikovits, Ph.D., Mrs. Judy Noldy. They kidnapped Judy Mikovits. So when the Ventura County Police came to my house, In Oxnard, 2031 Jamestown Way in Oxnard. That was owned by Judy and David Noldy. So the sheriff said, or they said, oh, there's a fugitive from justice held up there named Judy Mikovits. So they conned the sheriff of Ventura County, you know, literally a rent-a-cop from Reno. And we all know that from the University of Reno. Who paid? Who paid? And it is paying to this day tens of millions of dollars to Reno, to the people, to Lombardi, to the Whittemores, to Ken Hunter, a professor who's a criminal, the professors at these universities. That's why I started with Dr. Gay or Professor Gay. Oh, because there's nothing new about paying for criminally fraudulent plagiarism. To indoctrinate and tell your doctor the story you want them to believe. And by the time they've been indoctrinated, You know, remember 2018 when I was right there with you in Phoenix and we were fighting the soldiers with PTSD, me and Andrew Serafini of Light Dove Ministries, to get the cannabinoids, the terpenes, the therapies, the antiretroviral therapies, of which we have dozens that we promote on the TV screen every night. Oh, you can go on and live your lifestyle. And now it's no longer a pill form of an immunization. Now it's an injection. Because what did we say? No more shots. No more shots. No more shots. We have oral immunization. That is aneuploidy. That is syncytia. That is snake venom. Yeah. One scientist's intrepid search into the truth about human retroviruses. SARS-CoV-2 is a retrovirus. It's synthetic. I can't even get to the guy on Twitter. You know, what does he say? Oh, the silver lining in all of this COVID thing is all we learned about synthetic biology. No, the silver lining, what we learned about synthetic biology, from God, is they can't get in our genes. Yeah. So there's no silver lining to you injecting, because they can't integrate. They can't get in our genomes as long as our epigenetics. So that is the real book. Kent Heckenlively is my lawyer, and he defends me, and he interviews. He's brilliant. I mean, he thinks writing books is what he should have been doing. No, what he did. And what those filmmakers did, and I won't name them because we still got the film and we have all the fun. You know, he laughs. Ha, ha, ha. Of course I reviewed that paper. Ha, ha, ha. He wrote a series of papers since he saw our data in 2008. They saw our data in 2008. We applied for those grants in 2007 and 2006. Oh, Tony Fauci, NIAID grants. You know, how do we get through thinking smarter? Frank Rossetti knew from the day, and that's the last book, Ending Plague, and this is the one everybody wants to have. And when you hear it and then listen to it at the same time you listen to Celia Barber's book, Serious Adverse Events, which she re-released in 2022. Why did they change that picture?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.